Hey, glad you made it over on such short notice. Oh, nothing much. I was just bored and I thought to myself that you are the perfect person to entertain me. That's the reason. Now dance, monkey, dance. Ow! How dare you hit a girl? You could have seriously injured me and all. Jerk. Get in here and let's play some games. Well, I got that new one we were talking about the other day. Really? So I was thinking we could play that today. I'll just pull it up and shit. I kind of sort of forgot to download it. Look, I was really excited about it and I wanted you to play too, and I got caught up in the whirlwind of excitement, so yeah, sorry. Thanks, buddy. And yeah, exactly. We can still talk and hang out while that finishes up. So, what's been going on with you? It feels like we haven't talked in forever. Oh my gosh, that's awesome! I'm so proud of you. I could never do something like that. With me? Oh, same old, same old. Unfortunately, haven't really done anything that exciting lately. Oh, yeah, I did go to that concert with your sister. I can't believe I forgot about it. Must not have been that exciting. She's been nonstop raving about it, huh? I mean, it was such a blur of excitement. I've been so scatterbrained lately, I don't remember much, but I'm sure we had a great time. Anyways, listen, I wanted to talk to you about something. Well, you remember last week when I was telling you about that thing and then we got interrupted before I could finish? The really important thing I wanted to tell you? Yeah, that was super annoying when those two came in and ran over the conversation. But, what can you do? Anyways, I was gonna tell you that. What sound? I didn't hear a thump. It must have been your imagination. Oh, you know what? It must have been one of my books falling over in my room. Or maybe it's a ghost. Ooh. Yeah, I know I'm really tidy, but I've been rearranging lately, so I just must have not stacked things right. But are you hungry? I don't have a lot at the moment, but just give me a second, I can order us something. Pizza it is. Give me a sec. Hey, what are you doing in my room? More thumps, huh? I mean, are you sure they're coming from here? Could just be some animals out on the roof or something. Or from my closet. I don't know, you want to take a look? I mean, it seems pretty obvious to me. There's someone who looks identical to me, bound and gagged on the floor. Not that complicated. It's disappointing that this is gonna happen sooner than planned, but oh well. Yes, I do look exactly like her. I even have all the same freckles and all the same spots. Asking stupid questions won't get you anywhere, all right? For the sake of it, just know that I'm her sometimes. What did I just tell you about stupid questions? this would have been so much easier if you had just stayed put. I had a confession planned out, and it would have been so much simpler for things to play out. My plan? Well, it's fucked now, so no use in telling you. Well, it might not all be for a loss. You love her, don't you? What? Don't try and hide it. The way you interpose yourself between us as if to protect her is but one small sign. I've seen the way you look at her. Those furtive glances while she isn't paying attention. Not enough? How about the way you fantasize about her late at night, moaning her name as you touch yourself? Or how you only search for porn with women that look like her? Oh no, I think I'll keep going. I haven't gotten to the best bit yet. My favorite part of your little obsession with her is how you perpetuate rumors about the two of you, saying that you're in a relationship. Or, actually, I think my real favorite part is how you sabotage each and every relationship she's been in, all in hopes the two of you will get together. Look, we don't have to be on opposite sides here. Think, she's just lying there, helpless, free for the taking, if she ever goes to someone to accuse you. Well, I mean, I just need to follow up with puppy dog eyes and crocodile tears. I'm sorry, it was a mistake. I just was angry and spiteful, and I didn't mean what I said. You seem hesitant. Take a second. Think about it. Look at her. The way her breasts press against her shirt and how the fabric is straining. Her tears running down her pretty little face make her seem so... helpless. Just touch her a bit. Run your hands up her shirt. It's not like she can do anything anyways. I know you want to. You've been ready for this moment for years. Here, I'll guide your hand from behind. I know what she'll want to feel. Follow my lead. Run your fingers up her stomach. Up and down. What was that? Don't be silly. Of course you want to do this. I saw your cock stiffen when you first touched her. Who am I? I mean, does it really matter? Just consider me a friend and an accomplice. But where were we? Oh, that's right. Now drag your fingers to the sensitive skin on the top of her hips. Now up her sides. You can tell she isn't wearing a bra. See her nipples stiffening? I can teach you what her body craves. Go on. Play with her breasts. Cup them in your hand and tease her nipples. Make her squirm. I can see you're loving this. See, you just needed a little nudge in the right direction to do something like this. To give in to your better self. You know, I think your clothes and hers are getting in the way. Let's remedy that, Oh, you don't need to be bashful. I have seen you naked so many times. I'm glad I finally get to touch it. But... we can't get distracted now. This is about you and you conquering her. Take this. That's right. It's the knife you'll need to get rid of her clothes. I mean, we can't afford undoing her restraints. And if you try to use that knife against me, you will regret it. Try not to mar her skin, alright? It'd be such a shame, honestly. Got it all off, and now there she is in all her naked glory. Your prize. Why don't you kiss along her body? Oh, you can't be getting cold feet now. Come here. Just like that. Unfortunately, you can't explore her mouth now, so I hope mine is good enough. I think I'll allow myself to indulge a little and work you up a bit. Do you like my hand on your cock? My fingers lightly playing up and down your shaft, teasing that sensitive spot under the head? My lips lightly grazing the skin on your neck. Maybe I'll nibble on your ear. God, I love how hard you feel in my hand. The way you twitch and pulse. Fuck! I wish I could have you inside me, but no, not yet. Now, I think we've given her enough of a show, don't you? You've waited long enough. Go on and fuck her. Slide that gorgeous cock into her waiting pussy. Tease her clit with the head of your dick. And up and down her entrance and just thrust in. Don't be such a coward. Of course you can. Oh, for fuck's sake. Look at me. You ungrateful little brat. I've done all this for you and you deny my gift? No. Get into position again. I guess I need to do everything. Oh, don't you even fucking try to get away. I'll tell everyone you raped her. Or me, really. Who do you think they'll believe? It was awful. He just came to my house and he just snapped. Now get down and fuck her. Here, I'll guide you in. Now, thrust. There you go. Good job. I bet you love how fucking wet she is. Aren't you glad we got her nice and worked up? Keep going. We aren't gonna stop until you come inside her. So keep thrusting. Keep fucking and enjoying the sensations. Really take time to enjoy her body. Oh, no. Don't cry. Would it help if I play with your balls? Roll them in my fingers and give them a slight, gentle squeeze. I bet she's clenching hard on you, isn't she? I've made sure she's been denied for days. She's desperate for release. And you are going to push her over the edge with you pounding into her. Pinch and pull her nipples. Feel your cock slide in and out. How long do you think you can last? Grab her ass and pull her closer and fuck her deeper. Oh yes, just like that. Your moans are wonderful. Are you getting close? Good, you're gonna come inside her, alright? You're gonna empty your balls deep into her pussy. What would help you plunge over the edge? My mouth on your back again? Leaving kisses and bites? Oh. I know. Come for me. Please, come for me. I need you to come. There you go. So that's all you needed. Her voice in your ear. Good. Fuck. So pretty. Oh, darling, you look distraught. Of course you can live with yourself. You gave in to your primal desires and finally got what you wanted. What you deserved. You know, you don't need to face her again if you don't want to.
What?
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is take this knife and slide it in between her ribs and into her heart. You've done so much for me already. What's this one more? There you go. Take it and... Oh, food's here. We can do this later. Come on, buddy, let's eat. The game might be done downloading, too. And thanks for this. You were great. You're the best friend a girl could ask for.